Case number 322-324. Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Cap, can you just reintroduce yourself for the record?
Yes, good morning, Captain Alex Giannone of the State Police, GIA, NNONE, attorney representing Commissioner Rivella this hearing.
Okay, Captain, would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Yes, the appellant currently has an automatic disqualifier. He has an active protective order. It was set in place on July 27th of 2021, and it is currently still active with no expiration.
I forgot my notes on that. Sir, similar to the felony conviction I was discussing on the first case I called, the fact that there is a protective order in place disqualifies you from possessing a firearm. So it is likely your appeal would be denied.
I've also heard thing from my lawyer because this case is going to be dismissed in February 8th.
Well, I see you have a pretrial docket case on in that case for next year in February. So
yeah,
that case is still pending. But in the meantime, the protective order probably will stay in place, I would imagine. And whether that case is dismissed or not, we can't see in the future. Anything can happen between now and then. So did you want to proceed with your appeal knowing that most likely we're going to deny it?
Also, I could just wait and then...
Well, this is a revocation, sir. So
you would have to reapply.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I do that.
What's that? You want to withdraw your case, or do you want to proceed with your appeal?
No. I reapply because it's going to be a waste of time. So.
Okay. I just need for the record to reflect that you wish to withdraw your appeal. Okay. All right. The withdrawal is noted at 10:21 a.m. Thank you both.
Thank you.